We are learning Mesechtas Erev in Daf Ayin Hayam Abayz, and we are beginning the bottom of Ayin Hayam and Aleph. It said in the Mishnah, Shokach, it says, Nosnu Eruvon b'mokim echod, they put an Erev in a certain place. That means this is a case where both, they decided, you know, it's a problem to do regel, so the Primus made an Erev together with the Chitzayna. And so they put the Erev in one place, and if someone forgot, either from the inside or from the outside, to make an Erev, one of the people, one of the houses, then everything is awesome. So what's the case? The Gemara doesn't explain. My Mokim Echod. What is the, when it says they put the Erev in Mokim Echod, where is that? There's a simon here. The simon goes in the Gemara before. Simon Chitzayna Atzma Yisichidah Rivon Alevashkech Mufnim is God that's going on before. My Mokim Echod. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav Chitzayna. They put it in the Chitzayna. Umay Karulei Mokim Echod. Why is it called Mokim Echad? Mokim Yuchel Shteyim. This is a place that's Shayach to both of them. If you put it in the inside, it's not Mokim Yuchel Shteyim because the outside has no Shayach to the inside. But here's a Mokim Yuchel Shteyim that you put it in the outside. So let's explain this one more time. If you put it in the outside, so therefore like this. If one of the Pnimis forgets his Erev, so then the Halach is, it's Aser. Why? Because by him he can't carry, he forgot his Erev. And the regular Asurim Kaim, so Asa is the outside one. If one of the outside ones forget, so then really the Pneumas could have said, you know what, I'm separating myself, let me carry my own place. You can't do that since you put the Erev in the outside place, you can't do that. That's the Cheshbon in the Gemara. Tanya, the Gemara says, Raya, that this Mokim Echa means Chitzayna. Tanya Mehachi. We tackle into Brice like that. Nosdu Eruvam Bechitzayna. You put, clear, it says, put the Erev in the Chitzayna, Veshachach Echad, and one of the 10 people forgot. Remember, there was five people who lived in the five houses in the Chitzayna, five houses in Primus, and one of them forgot to participate in the Erev. One person, Beimim Chitzayna, Saif lived in the outside one, Beimim Primus, Saif lived in the inside one. For Loi Erev, they didn't make an Erev. Shteim Asuras. The halacha is both Chatzeres are also, like we just explained, why? Because you're missing an Erev, and even if they're missing Erev in the outside, the inside one wants to close himself up. They can't do that. Why not? Because they don't have an Erev by them. But the brass goes further. Nostar Ruben Primis. Let's say put the Erev in the inside one. One of the guys in the inside forgot Shteim Asuris. Why? Because the inside one, the one guy forgot the Erev. And the outside ones also because they're walking through them. But what about if one of the Menachetzoino, they put the Erev in the Primis and one of the outside guys forgot to make an Erev, then Shteim Asuris. It's also Shteim Asuris, the Rebbe Kiva. They're both awesome. Because the Primis has missing the area from Chitzayna. We'll explain in a second. Here, the Primus came Mutav Chitzayna Asura. Remember, the case over here is the area was in the Primus, and one of the outer guys forgot. So we have Machloikis Rav Akiva and Chamim if the Primus is Mutav for itself or not. Omale Rabba Bachan La Abaya, Maishnol Rabbonon, the Omar Primus Mutaras, Mishum the Achnav Shemeshdamish. You know, Pshar Rabbonon, why? When one of the outer guys forget, and the Pnimis has the Erev by them, that it's Mutter, because the Pnimis says, I'm closing my door, I have nothing to do with you. And therefore, they have everyone of an Erev, all five, and they have the Erev by them, so everything's Gevaldik. So Rekiva Nami, Rekiva said the same thing, Nami, Techti Dasha V'Shamash, why don't we close the door and let them Mishdamash there? Amalei answers, he answers that Rekiva holds Erev Margila. He holds that Erev, when you make an Erev, when you combine them both, The Erev makes now that the Chitzayna has a right to go into the Primus. So it's like a little bit of a Dusa Aragel. A little less than that, but that is Erev Magila, similar to Dusa Aragel. Since they made Erev together, the Chitzayna has rights to walk now into the Primus. And since he has rights to walk into the Primus, and he doesn't, and one of the Chitzayna people don't have Erev, that makes problems. And you can't close the door because he has a right here, Erev Magila. Frank the Gemara Rabban Nami Erev Magila. Afri Rabban also, we unified ourselves, so he also has a right. How can I close the door? So Rabban said, "The Amri law, l'skune shetaftich, lo lavusi. You know what? I did let you come here. I did make an Erev with you, but only if you're going to help me out. Now that you forgot, one of you guys forgot, I'm not being part of you. I'm closing the door now. I don't agree to you. I don't want to have the Erev." Frank the Gemara, "Kiva nami tema l'skune shetaftich." Why don't we say Rav Akiva also that I only let you partnership with me if you're going to follow the rules and make an Erev, lo lavusi, not to mess me up. The Amri law, Rav Akiva says, "What do you mean? Mevat lach v'shusi." The Rekiva will tell you, you know, I didn't mess you up. I'm about to marry Rishos. I'm still passable. And Rekiva, that he said that's Aser, will come out. The only man it's Aser until he's about to marry Rishos. But he says, what do you mean? I didn't mess you up. I'm about to marry Rishos. Rabbanan say, no, ain't bitter Rishos. You can't about to marry Rishos. You can't do bitter Mechatz. and therefore there's no Eitzah, and therefore we tell him, no, you're not, I don't want, you, I'm having Charata on the whole partnership. And I'm glad I said, I'm closing the door, I don't want you here, and therefore the Pnimis Kibbutz Teres. And we're saying, even if you have a Kibbutz, the only time it's us is only until you make Bittul. So like upon him, that's what comes out clear. That if you put the Erev in the Primus and one of the Chitzoyna forgets, it's Mechleikis. It's Vira Bekiva, it's also because the Chitzoyna walks into the Primus. Until he does Bittul, then he says, I'm going to give him my right to walk into your Chatzar. It's also. And according to Rabbanon, it's Mutter. Why? Because he says, I'm closing the door and I'm backing out of the partnership. So I think more about it. Lema Shmuel Rabbi Yechon, Pukta Rabbanon Rabbi Kiva. We know that Mechleikis Shmuel Rabbi Yechon, if Yesh Bittul Mechatzar Lechatzar, Ayim Bittul Mechatzar Lechatzar, which means you have two Chatzeris next to each other and they want to make an Erev together. And what they did was, they made an Erev together and one guy forgot, one of the Chatzeris. Could he be Mevatel his Rishus to everyone in his Chatzar and the next Chatzar? So it's Mechleikis. According to Shmuel, you're not allowed. According to Rabbi Yechon, you are allowed. So Gemara says, maybe Shmuel holds like the Rabbanon, who says that you can say a skunis shetavtich. Why? Because ain't bittul chatzah chatzah. And Rabbi Yechon says you could do bittul chatzah chatzah, holds like the Rabbi Kiva, and that's what Rabbi Kiva says, that you can't close your door because you could do bittul chatzah chatzah. So maybe the Mechlekes Amarayim is telling the Mechlekes Tanoim. So the Gemara, no. Amalach Shmuel, so we're in time one time. Let me Shmuel Rechon look to Rabbanon Rabbi Kiva, and if the Shmuel holds ain't bittul chatzah chatzah amakar Rabbanon. And therefore, Rabbanon say to the outer guy, a skunis shetavtich. Rabbi Yechon, the Amak Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yechon says, yes, bittul mechatzar chatzar, like Rabbi Kiva, who says that the outer guy says, I can battle my rishus. I'm like Shmuel, no. I'm not the Amri of Philo, Rabbi Kiva. I hold aim bittul mechatzar chatzar. And I can still hold that over here, I hold like Rabbi Kiva, that it could do bittul. Why? Ad kan lekom Rabbi Kiva hacha. Rabbi Kiva only said bittul mechatzar chatzar here. We were talking about one chatzar in front of the other chatzar. We're there, they aster each other. We're talking about side by side. They each have their own daughter, Shishurabim. I wanted to make us one, but they didn't aster each other. That's why Bittul's not Shaykh. Shmuel says, I'm saying Bittul's not Shaykh only when they don't aster each other. But when they aster each other, which means there's a need to do Bittul because they're astering each other, there I greet the Bittul. I was talking about cases chatzah side by side. So there, okay. So you're not gonna be able to carry from one chatzah to another chatzah. That was the whole point there, was to make more convenience. But ba'etzem, they didn't aster each other. But here the film is there, they're more considered like one chatzah because they aster each other, and therefore yes bittul chatzah chatzah. Rabbi Yechon, who says that you usually say yes bittul chatzah chatzah, here he called it the Rabbanon. Well, how could that be? Rabbi Yechon Amar, not Amar Mifloi Rabbanon. Ad kan like Rabbi Nachacha, Ella the Amra. He's saying really, Rabbanon hold you could do bittul mechatzar chatzar. Ella the Amri lay. What he's saying is that the Prima is telling to the Chitzayin is saying this. I'm vatalis ligaslay. Until you're mevatal, you're making me usher. And therefore, I'm saying the skudish taftech lelavusi. Even though you could do bittul, but I still can say the skudish taftech. Why? Because until you do bittul, you're ushering on me. Aval hasam mika ushala. But there's no one ushering each other. By two chateres side by side, so there's no leskunish taftech lelavusi because you're not messing me up at all because you each have a door themselves to go out. You're not asking on each other. So Akaponim, what he's saying is like this: that Rabbi Yechon can say yes b'tul chatzah chatzah. What's the problem, Rabbanon? By primus nechitzoina, why can't I say achta dasha? And why do I have to say achta dasha? Why can't I say keep the erev and everything? But have you make a bittul? So he says, no, since the bittul doesn't take, until you make a bittul, it's aser, so I'm telling you, I don't want the partnership. I want to close my door and leave the partnership. But avada, you could have done bittul, just means since I have to come on to bittul, that is called a kilkel in the Erev. That's called, you ruined the Erev. Zog the Gemara Vayit, it said in the Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, v'hoyu shal yechidim. That means it was one person in the Chatzah Pnimis and one person in the Chatzah Chitzayna. One person each chatzar. The halacha is there's no issues over here. Obviously, each chatzar is in the area, only one person. But even as tvisa regel, there's no issues. Why? Because regel teres bim koyma does not aser in the chitzayna. Now that is going according to the rabbanon. Rav Yosef, not like Rav Akiva. That's the stomach like the rabbanon. Rav Yosef, Tani Rav Chia, Hayu Gimel Asurim. But if there's altogether three, it's Asur. That means, if there's two in the Pnimis and one in the Chitzayna, then we understand why it's Asur. You know why? Because two in the Pnimis need an Erev, they don't have Erev, they're Asur, Asur from Kaima, Asur is the Chitzayna. Chiddush is, even though it's one in the Pnimis and two in the Chitzayna, where it's not regal Asura, it's not regal Asur Mekayim, it's regal Mataris Mekayim, it's still be Asur, it's Xera. So there is, you're not going to get it mixed up. Two or one, get mixed up. Only Rabibi. So the way Rav Yosef said it all was Tani Rabbi, it's a Braisa. Only Rabibi, don't listen to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, again, we know, forgot his learning, and sometimes he made mistakes. So Rabibi says, don't listen to him. I know I'm recently, I told it to Rav Yosef. I didn't tell him a Braisa. It wasn't Tani Rabbi. I told him Meshmeder of Adab Ahava. And what's the reason why it's Aser? The reason why it's also is because people will think that since we call it a Rabbim Bechitzayna, people will think that there's a Rabbim inside the Primus, and they're going to see that. You're going to make an Erev, and they're going to think that's Mutter, even Regal HaSura B'mkayma, which means in the Primus it's Aser, still does not need an Erev from one Chatzah to another Chatzah. That's the reason. So he's really said B'shem Rabbim. I haven't said a reason. Hoyel Vani Karevim Rabbim Bechitzayna. Om Rav Yisr, Rav said, Mari Da Avram, it's like a Shlosh Shvua. You're right. Rabbim Berebi Ichifli. I heard the reason Rabbim Amal. Then when I forgot my learning, and I remembered again now, I mixed up Rebbe with Rabbim. That's why I said Tani Rebbe. Because I remember something about Rabbim, you know, with the Lashon, with the Reish Beis, but I wasn't sure. Reish Beis, I wasn't sure it was Rebbe or Rabbim. That's why I said Tani Rebbe. So that's the Shita of Adab Ahava. That's Asur if you have two people in the, even two people in the Chitzayna. The only time it's also only two people in the inside of Echav Chitzayna, where it's regal ha'asura b'mkayma, where it's regal, it's asur in the Pnimis, then they'll asur the Chitzayna. But if it's two people in the outside one and they make an error for themselves, the Pnimis will not asur the Chitzayna. Om Rav Elazar, Rav Nachri, if there's one guy in the inside, hareyu k'rabim, then it's like a rabim. There's two in the outside, one in the inside. The halach is, you have to make a schiris in Nachri. The Nachri is one person. There's no asura b'mkayma there. Still, you need a schiris. I'm going to explain why. Mara asks, Ma'ishna Yisrael, the loy aser, that if there's one Nachri, it doesn't aser, Shmuel, going like Shmuel. It doesn't aser, why? The man, the Yoda, Yoda. If you know he's there himself, you know he's there himself. Because you know that ain regalam ataras asuras. And if you don't know, you think there's two people there, Sava Ruvi Erev, you think he made an Erev. If you don't know what's going on, you think he made an Erev. If you know what's going on, you know there's one person there. Nachri Nami, why you say the same thing? Nachri Nami, meaning on the other Yada, if you know it's one guy there, you know what the reason why it's not Asa. And Lo Yada, you think there's more than one guy, there's a guy in Israel there, Sava Guri Erev, you think he made a Schiris then? So Mara says, no. Here's a chance that you don't know what's going on, you don't know what's going on, and you still know there's no Schiris. Why? Stam Nachri is the Oiger. When a Nachri makes a Schiris, he talks about it. Mifapai. He talks about it. There's a Kyle. He talks a lot. So therefore, you're going to think there's more than one person in the Pnimis, a guy and another person. And you see, you know there's no Schiris because he would have told you about it. He would have told everyone about it. So he thinks that ain't Drisa regular Saras. Or he thinks that you're allowed to make an Erev without making a Schiris, which is a Chorva. And therefore, if a Nachri is on the inside one, you have to make a Schiris the Kuliyam. Yud batim zel pnim mizeh. Till now we're talking about two chatzeres that are in front of each other. You have 10 batim in the chatzer. There's other houses in the chatzer also. But there's one house that's a real townhouse. It's 10 houses in front of each other. Not only is it a townhouse, but every guy has to walk into the other guy to get out of his house. The 10th guy has to walk through a 9, 8, 7, 6. He has to go walk through out of the house like that. So do all 10 have to give an erev or not? They all 10 people have to give an erev or not. Your batim zel pnim is that pnimi zokta Rav Yehuda Mashmur pnimi nois ruva daya. It's enough for the pnimi to give erev and that's all. The other 9 don't have to give erev. Why not? So Rashi explains because they're all called a base shar to the main house, to the first house, not the main. They're all the same size. They're all called a base shar for the first house. Why? Since he walks through every house has someone walking through it. It's called a base shar. Loses shein bayis. It's called a base shar. Doesn't have to give an erev. Rav Yehuda Amar filo chitzon. Even the Chitzon, which sounds like right now Marath means, even the 10th one, it means 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, even number 1 has to give an Erev. It's a Beis Sharu. How can you have to give an Erev? Zogt Gemara, no, it means like this. Chitzin shal pnimi. It means the second one. You know, 10 and 9 have to give Eir according to Rabbi Yechanan. According to Shmuel, only number 10 has to give Eir. According to Rabbi Yechanan, 10 and 9 have to give Eir. B'maika mifki, what's b'chalikas? Mar sova beis shar diyachas shmei beis shar. One man the Yama holds that a beis shar of a house, one of a single house is called beis shar. It has to be at least two people's houses to be called a beis shar. Beis shar is like an entranceway. Entranceway only passes if you have two houses afterwards. If you have one house afterwards, it's not called a beis shar. That's the machlokes. Therefore, according to Shmuel holds the beis shar, the yachid is called beis shar. Therefore, even number 9 is called a beis shar, and only number 10 has to give an eruv. But according to the other man, the Yomar, two of them, you need at least two of them to be called a beis shar, because a beis shar yachid loy shmei beis shar, and therefore the first two give an eruv, and number 8 already, that's called a beis shar, and the rest of them, of course, they're called a beis shar.